Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam. Today we're digging into Charles Duhigg's Super Communicators and Sophie. I have to ask, why do some conversations just click while others fall apart?
Hey there, Sam. I love this book. Duhigg's central idea is that every conversation is actually three conversations at once. There's the practical one about facts and decisions. There's the emotional one about feelings. And there's the social one about identity and where we stand with each other. Most of us don't realize which one we're in, so we respond to the wrong one.
So when my partner says they had a terrible day and I immediately start fixing things, I'm in the practical conversation while they're in the emotional one.
Exactly. And Duhigg says that mismatch is the biggest source of frustration in relationships. The person venting doesn't want solutions, they want validation.
I'm guilty of that all the time. So what's the fix?
He calls it matching. You listen past the words and figure out the intention. Are they asking for advice, comfort, or maybe reassurance about your connection? Then you align yourself with that type of conversation.
And there's real neuroscience behind this, right?
Yes. He talks about neural synchrony. When two people are truly connecting, their brain activity starts to mirror each other. You can see it in fMRI scans. It's wild.
No way.
There's also a simple tool called the loop of understanding. First, you ask a question that invites them to share. Then you repeat back what you heard in your own words. Then you ask if you got it right. That ensures the other person feels genuinely heard.
Like the CIA recruiter story. He didn't argue with skeptical scientists. He just asked questions and reflected their concerns back.
Yes. The paradox is that trying to convince someone works best when you first prove you understand their side.
Right.
And then there's vulnerability. Duhigg says we hide our true selves to be accepted, but that blocks connection. Sharing something real and imperfect gives others permission to open up, even triggers oxytocin.
So being a little messy is actually a superpower.
If it's genuine, yes. It's not about oversharing. It's about taking a small risk that shows you're human.
What about the social conversation? How do we handle identity and power dynamics?
Every conversation carries subtle questions. Are we equals? Do you respect me? Are we allies? A super communicator is attuned to those undercurrents. Sometimes the relationship itself is the real topic. And when you're talking to your boss, that status difference is always there. Acknowledging it directly can help.
How do you keep difficult conversations from spiraling?
He suggests emotional bookends. Start by naming the emotional stakes and affirming the relationship. Then at the end, thank them and reaffirm that you understand each other better. It creates a safe container.
And labeling emotions is another technique, right?
Yes. You name the other person's emotion without judgment. Like, it sounds like you're really frustrated. That calms the brain's threat response.
Makes sense.
He also talks about asking better questions. Instead of what happened, you ask, why does this matter to you? There's a doctor who asked patients, what's the most important thing you want me to know? And it transformed her care.
So the goal is understanding, not winning.
Exactly. When people feel understood, their thinking becomes more flexible. That's the neuroscience of connection.
I also love that being too polished can be a barrier.
Yes. Comfortable pauses and imperfect phrasing make you relatable. Silence gives the other person space to think.
So the real skill is curiosity, not charisma.
The techniques are just tools. Without genuine interest, they don't work.
Right. And the one thing I'm taking away from super communicators is that every conversation is a chance to connect. You can match the other person's type, use the loop of understanding, and bring real curiosity. That mindset alone can change everything.
And hey, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is on the 7-Minute Books app. Over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. Check it out at 7minutebooks.com/app. At its heart, Super Communicators says that connection is a learnable skill, and every conversation is a chance to practice it. We'll see you in the next one.